at Texas State, these are the Monday headlines.
Good evening. I'm Warren Shore here with the 5 p.m. newscast. At least 6 people were killed and 18 were wounded by an explosion in what appears to be a deliberate attack in Eastleigh, Kenya. According to CNN, 9 of the people that were injured have been listed in critical condition at the Kenyatta National Hospital. The other 9 people that were wounded were treated locally, according to Red Cross officials. Eastleigh is a largely Somalian neighborhood east of Nairobi, which is the capital city of Kenya. Authorities have not said what caused the blast. A new trial has been ordered for Mississippi death row inmate Michelle Byram. According to CNN, the capital murder charge that Byram had been convicted of was reversed, and the case has been remanded to the circuit court. Byram was sentenced to death for the 1999 slaying of her husband. Byram's son, Edward Byram Jr., said in jailhouse letters and in an interview with a court-appointed psychologist that he was the killer, but when he was on stand during the trial, he recanted, according to court records. When on the stand, Byram Jr. said that his mother hired one of his friends to do the killing for $15,000. Mississippi Attorney General requested that Byram be executed on or before March 27th, but the Mississippi Supreme Court denied the request. Michelle Byram waived her right to a jury sentencing, allowing the judge to decide her fate. A loaded gun was recovered at Webb Middle School in Austin at about 2 p.m. today. According to the Austin American-Statesman, students tipped off school officials that a gun was on campus around 9:50 a.m. this morning. Austin School District Police Chief Mendez spoke more about the situation at a press conference today at 4:45, where he gave an update on the situation. In that press conference, Mendez said the school was searched for the weapon and the weapon was found. Mendez praised the students who reported the gun to school officials. The San Marcos Main Street program will host a downtown San Marcos historic photo roundup from noon to 6 p.m. Wednesday, April 23rd at the Hays County Courthouse on the square first floor. Residents are encouraged to bring photographs taken in downtown San Marcos before 1990 to add to a history project about downtown. An upcoming exhibit is planned using the photographs and stories captured at the event. The project is a collaboration between the San Marcos Main Street Program, the San Marcos Public Library, Heritage Association of San Marcos, and Hays County Historical Commission. The Texas State University Jazz Trombone Ensemble and Trombone Choir will present a concert Wednesday, April 2nd, to celebrate the release of their latest CD. According to the University News Service, the concert will be held in Evans Auditorium at 7 p.m. as a part of the International Trombone Week. Every student that attends a concert will receive 2 downloadable tracks from the CD. The concert is free and open to the public. That's all for the KTSW 5 p.m. news update. Be sure to tune in to the next news update tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. For more information on KTSW News, be sure to check us out on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at KTSW News. I'm Warren Shore. Thanks for listening.
That is adorable.
I was like, it felt like I was like twiddling my own hair, chewing bubble gum, and just like snapping my neck and everything.
I know, it was cute. Did you know, fun fact, that song is called Detroit Baby, and it's by Habibi. And
Habibi?
I'm a Detroit baby.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's something you didn't know about me. Before that, we started off the set by request with Flume and the song Sleepless. And then we had Marching Band with Wire Tree.
One thing about Flume is they're going to be having an upcoming show in Emo's Austin. That is East Riverside, 2015-7741. In case you guys don't know where that's hidden at for y'all, it is going to be on April 6th. It's a Wednesday. It's just, you know, it's one of my favorite venues. I've liked the new Emo's. It's a big upgrade from that little one they had on 6th Street.
It's dope, yeah. And yeah. It's over on Riverside, so there's tons of parking.
I know. It's just like, oh, my God, there's everywhere I can park. I can park at HEB, get something to eat, and then go
and
there.
And tacos. You can get tacos. You can play bingo. All that stuff's right over there.
Everything was there. What else is around is the Spring Carnival. And one little thing about that is going to be on April 17th, so it's like the day after that
right.
show.
Right. It's after 16th is Passover, so you can pass over to the 17th and go to the Spring Carnival.
And that's from 6 to 9 p.m. That's in San Marcos City Park. It's an annual community event. So bring your kids. It's going to be a fun event. Fun with tons of carnival games and age group egg hunt. Candy, prizes, barrel, train ride for a small fee. Concession stands and so much more. For more information, call 512-393-8400. Also, guys, this is the opportunity for us to know what you guys want to hear. What do you want us to pass on over on air? You know, just give us a call.
Yeah, we got a good 17 minutes until our big guest arrives. Ogden Payne is here with Isaac Hayes, his producer. We're going to talk to them about the Austin hip-hop scene, going to school, living our dreams.
In life.
All that.
Just everything. So stay tuned, guys.
Texas Stream Team is the state's leading water quality monitoring program. Canoeists, kayakers, and all manner of outdoor enthusiasts paddle to protect Texas waterways. Become a trained volunteer and help collect environmental data to help inform the public. New member orientations and trainings are underway. For more information on the Texas Stream Team paddlers, email them at texasstreamteam@texasstate.edu. A message from KTSW, the other side of radio.
Unleash the monster! No, not that kind of monster.
It's time to unleash the 7th annual Mr. Fest. Come join KTSW at San Marcos' entertainment mecca, The Square, on April 25th and 26th for two nights of the best eclectic selection of bands and vendors. Mr. Fest is the biggest music festival to hit San Marcos every spring, so you and your friends don't want to miss out. For more information, visit MrFest.net. Mr. Fest, no cash, no wristbands, no problem.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the KTSW Cook-Off. For our finale, our competitors will be putting together a cake in the sudden death round. Chef number one, can you tell us what you're making?
Well, first I will be adding a hint of amazing talk show segment.
Tasty.
Then a teaspoon of daily request hours.
Always yummy.
Finally, a pinch of live guest band performances.
Splendid.
Voila, the other side drive.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Tune in every weekday from 4 to 6 p.m. to enjoy more Other Side Drive creations.
Thank you.
Hey!
This is Eventside Drive, and you guys just heard Northern Exposure with Cheetahs.
And before that, we had...
Acid with Jabberjaw.
Oh, we had Jabberjaw.
See, when I think Jabberjaw, I think of that old classic cartoon where it was like a Scooby-Doo ripoff, but it was with a great white shark, and that was awesome. So that track was good, too. I was just like, cool, reminiscing in the past.
And then we started off that set with Stephen Malmix and the Jicks with their song that I think is probably Houston Hades, because...
It sounds cooler that way.
It's as hot as Hades in Houston.
See, that makes sense, then.
If hell was a fiery, humid inferno.
And it was called Houston.
And it was called Houston.
Yeah, but we got a lot more guys coming up next. We have The Clash with Somebody Who Got Murdered.
Training for the title, go to bed dreaming about playing in the finals. painting of an idol on a bedroom wall. Got her thinking about her nephew Paul, his health problems, a scholarship to college she could get through ball. But coach says she's just too small. She like, nah, I'm the right height. If anything, the nest too tall. And I be slouching when I'm next to y'all. She's such a joker, but known for a 3-point shooting percentage. So for the playoffs, they got a few recruits in attendance and they was loving her. Whole game, the D couldn't cover her. 3 seconds left in OT and it was up to her. She put a shot in the air with a prayer saying, this one right here is for my nephew.
Yeah, you get the dime breaker. I'll take the L. You succeed or you fail, you concede or you prevail. Where we are is a mix of heaven and hell. Tiebreaker, get the dub or take the L. You succeed or you fail, you concede or you prevail. Where we are is a mix of heaven and hell. Tiebreaker.
Young Sean, local idiot and wannabe thug. Thought he had this new pretty chick falling in love. She was out of his league, just out for a fling. Ran into an X-Man fresh out of the bing. Arms tatted up, mad as hell, something was said. All I seen was young Sean getting punched in his head. If he was smart, he'd have took his little thumping and fled. Instead, he went home and got a gun from under his bed. Came back to the block with his hand on the Glock and a plot for revenge against the man that he fought. First shot straight left and so did the next. Innocent bystander caught a hole in his chest. 9-year-old boy died with his blood on the wall. Left behind a crying mother who had nothing at all. A stepdad cause his real father wasn't involved. And an auntie that nobody wanna cover him for.
You get the tiebreaker, I'll take the L. You succeed or you fail, you concede or you prevail. Where we are is a mix of heaven and hell. Tiebreaker, get the dub or take the L. You succeed or you fail, you concede or you prevail. Where we are is a mix of heaven and hell. Tiebreaker.
Ayo, there must be a reason why it never ends even. The bills come faster than the checks when you need them. Daylight always lasts less than the evening. The game's sudden death for the rest of the season. It's the tiebreaker.
Hey everybody, you guys just heard Tiebreaker by Natural Born Strangers.
And before that, we heard from The Clash, but someone just got murdered. And it's kind of murder outside right now because it's 84 degrees, and that's warming up there.
That's summer in most places.
I should not be wearing jeans anymore. It's like, it's too hot for that stuff.
No, I need to get my flip-flops on.
I know, I need my chanclas and walk around and have fun with that. But it's also going to get cooler tonight to at least 63. I mean, I got my high hopes on that, so we can see. But we have our in-studio in here.
It's time. We're gearing up. Everybody's putting on their headphones, getting in front of mics. You guys, we're excited to have Ogden Payne here in the studio with his producer, Isaac Hayes.
Yeah, stay tuned, guys.
Support for KTSW is provided by the University Star. The University Star is the official Texas State newspaper and is hiring applicants from all majors and is currently looking for ad assistants. Applications can be found in the Trinity Building. More info by searching University Star at txstate.edu.
Wow, guys have been really rude to me today because of what I'm wearing. I wish I had more people on my side.
Never fear. I'm from Feminists United at Texas State, and I want you to join in the fight against sexism and inequality.
Feminists United? What's that?
We unite women and men by providing discussions and community outreach for feminist issues.
Sounds great. Sign me up.
Suit up and get ready to fight for gender equality.
For more information, visit feministunitedtxst.tumblr.com. A message from KTSW, the other side of radio.
Hello, ma'am. Did you order the Other Side Drive package?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, print your name here for educational, fun, and interesting variety show segments.
Okay.
Initial here for a daily request hour.
Check.
And sign here for live in-studio guest band performances.
Okay, got it.
For any questions, comments, or concerns, please contact ktsw.txstate.edu/programming/OSD. You should be expecting results every weekday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Conversations on Healthcare, supported by Insurion, is a syndicated program that covers healthcare headlines from around the world. By talking to innovators, pioneers, and trailblazers in the healthcare field, hosts Mark and Margaret sort through the ambiguous of an evolving industry. If you want up-to-date information on healthcare and to understand the viewpoints from professionals, then tune in on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and Thursdays at 6:30 a.m. for Conversations on Healthcare here on KTSW, the other side of radio.
Hey everybody, it's finally interview time. It's time to do this. We're here with Ogden Payne, Isaac Hayes.
Say hello to the crowd, guys.
What's going on? How are you? Say hello to everybody.
All right, so everybody introduce themselves so we can match names with stories.
Okay. My name is Ogden Payne, O-G-D-E-N-P-A-Y-N-E.
I am Isaac Hayes, Hayes spelled with H-A-Z-E.
Like a smoky haze.
Exactly.
I got gotcha, you.
I was hoping
I
gotcha. That's what it was. Okay, that's good.
You're like, no, it's like driving on a dangerous country road in the fog. Okay.
That kind of haze.
Yes. All right. So, tell us a little bit about yourself, Ogden Payne.
Okay. Ready, go.
It's like, and go. Shut up, a cannon.
No. Well, first off, I'll let you guys know I'm sick. I've been sick with the flu. So,
oh, I'm glad you're sharing the microphones. Good, good.
I got to know that. But no, I'm a hip-hop artist, Ogden Payne. You know, I have Isaac Hayes with me. We've been together for maybe 3 years now. The album that we just put out, back in August, has probably been our best work yet.
All right, and okay. So let's start off with, we have, you are the lyricist, and then Isaac Hayes, what is your role in this?
I am the music producer as well as the audio engineer. I kind of, do a lot of the mixing and recording in the studio. That's kind of what makes us a real dynamic duo, is that, we're able to play off of each other, and we can each use each other's strengths and to really put together an awesome album as well as just great music.
Cool. And you guys are located, centralized in Austin, Texas?
Austin, Texas, yes.
All right. And so tell us a little about the Austin hip-hop scene. Like, what's going on with it? You don't hear a lot about it in popular media.
No, you really don't. But it's funny because, it's growing. I think that any time that you don't hear a lot about something, there's definitely an opportunity for growth. And I think that's what we've been doing. It's interesting to see and kind of catch inspiration off of a lot of people. There's so much talent in Austin. There's so many talented artists that I work with.
It's growing. That's what I can really say. I'm proud of the growth of it, and we're really kind of finding our own niche sound. And kind of like, how Houston has the screwed sound, I think Austin is kind of finding their own lane.
Well, awesome. Yeah, what kind of aspects of your own life do you bring into your music and introduce into Austin hip-hop scene?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I bring, honestly, I just bring my life into it. It sounds so cliche. It really does, but it's the truth. I mean, any type of relationship that I've gone through, whether that be female wise, whether that be with, family, that really inspires me. I feel like I'm not the type of artist who can just write surface level things. I don't know. I just like to put my life into it. I feel like it's more honest, and the feedback that we've gotten has just been so great, and a lot of people have responded to it and said that it's kind of changed their views on things. So that's what we really try to do.
Nice. And we should definitely reintroduce that, by letting us know your name and what you do, Isaac.
Yes. Okay. My name is Ogden Payne. O-G-D-E-N-P-A-Y-N-E.
Yo, what's going on? My name is Isaac Hayes. Hayes spelt with H-A-Z-E. And,
Yeah, they're local hip-hop artists from Austin, Texas. We're excited to have you guys in the studio.
Thank you.
We've talked about the growing hip-hop scene in Austin and how it's blossoming and the opportunity that's there. You were talking about Houston and how Houston has kind of that, chop-screwed, Dirty South kind of thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that Austin has a style that it's cultivating, or is it so fresh that it's just not there yet?
I think Austin, as far as the hip hop scene, is really just kind of finding it. It's in a point of finding itself. How you are when you're 18, 19, 20. You're early in life. And you're still trying to find yourself, you know, especially in the college years. Shout out to Texas State University. You know, in the college state. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I saw you there. No, it's cool. So, yeah, you know, I think it's really just kind of finding itself. And, you know, within the next few years, it's really kind of going to explode.
Cool. And with that in mind, like, you're a young performer, and you said before that a lot of your experiences come through in your music. What kind of experiences have specifically influenced some of the songs you've done?
Okay. So this album probably wouldn't have come about if I wasn't in this certain relationship that I was in. I was in this relationship with this girl for about 2 years. And so, you know, we kind of broke up. It was a difficult breakup. But, you know, through that, through the breakup and through being able to write and release all of these emotions that otherwise I wouldn't have been able to release, it grew me into, you know, just a better person. Not only an artist, but just a better person. So, you know, just that experience alone kind of just matured me. And also there's been, you know, just, you know, whether it was family issues or, you know, anything like that, it just, you know, like I said, it just kind of matured me as far as musically and style-wise.
That's good, yeah. And so would you like to introduce the first track that we can hear?
Yes, I would. This track is called Yves Saint Laurent Music. You can find it on OgdenPayne.com. And, yeah, let's get into it.
Cool. And so Yves Saint Laurent, talking about, like...
Yes, it's kinda, the cologne. Yes, okay. So let me tell you, okay, a little breakdown of the story. This cologne, while I was with this girl, this is, like, the cologne that, like, I wore... I think it was like on our first date. I know, so savvy. But no, it just had such a great smell to it, and like I just loved how elegant it was. So I said, you know, this would be a cool song. And Isaac Hayes sent me the beat, and I like as soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, this is it. This is it. So
well, let's hear it, you guys, from Ogden Payne and Isaac Hayes, Yves Saint Laurent.
Yes, let's go.
Now I don't love no material thing, but I'm in love with the feelings they bring. If it ain't classic, then it ain't my style. If it don't cost, well then it ain't worthwhile. I don't need it, but I know I want it. I don't lease it, baby girl, I own it. I ain't saying that what you got ain't great, but there's nothing quite like Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah. Check. I swear to Eve, Saint Laurent, my body's smelling nice. Cruising through the sunset, we out for the night. Pulling out that thing, body, baby, just to stunt. This is grown man music, baby, put away the Don't let the baby face fool you, I handle grown man's B.I. Polo since the knee high, always repping that fila. Forever I love it, let it in bad little things. Little way they say my name with that real pretty same. But tonight, I'm being more flashy than usual. I'm stepping in them shoes, you know they only made two widows. With only up a couple, with these bad women, bad decisions, it's gone couple. We dressing up like every other night is prom night. And the days that we don't party, we be on the long flight. Keep up on a long pipe. Running time out all night. I wake up in the morning, I can tell you what her yawn like. I know that last line was wrong, right? But it's hard not to vibe with it when the song's right. Cause at the end of the day, I get to my flight on. My mortgage for a verse, you couldn't keep my lights on. I'm rocking in them stores, but the doors is heavy and floors tell me that it's at the register when I'm ready. That's Louis Vuitton belts. Louis Vuitton made means something when you look good in Louis Vuitton shades. First time you put a mom, I'm trying to put a baby Louis Vuitton Dawn under her underarm. Swear I'm feeling something like Louis Vuitton Dawn, feeling like the new Prince of Yves Saint Laurent. And show you how to run it. I represent tall dreams. Relax with palm trees, the cold winter nights, in the midday fall breeze. I need a second bell. Who knows my mother well? I send them shopping every time another CD sell. Tired of employees, they claiming that they bosses. I only make choices to get me up on Forbes list. Putting up the snapbacks, pulling out the neckties. Make sure every comma there, make sure every check sign. Speaking with intelligence, run my business with elegance. And if we disagree, the corner office where we settle it. So GQ, I got the newest Prada suit on, owe me too.
You see, the look is classic, and life it seems great. The feeling's timeless, the smell is deep, same. Smell is Eve Saint. Smell is Eve Saint. Book is classic. Life is great. Feel is time. Smell is Eve Saint. Yeah, hey. Yeah, hey. Yeah. Yes.
All right, you guys, that was live in studio, Ogden Payne. Doing his song,
yes.
Yves Saint Laurent. I wanted like fabric to be blowing on me, like
exactly.
Like,
Aurora, just
you know,
exactly.
Everywhere,
man. Yeah, you know, have your hair blown.
Yeah, it was very silky.
Yeah, no, that's because of this guy.
Myself in a convertible, you know, going down a nice, you know, long wooded road.
The important thing is the wind. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get the wind.
I felt like I was lost in a Macy's store, just the perfume aisle everywhere.
Right. Yeah. Like, oh, man, thing, like, or it could be a terrible thing.
I mean, either way, I was like, it was just a great
way.
Song.
Yeah,
it
was
a good song.
You.
It just put me in the
was.
City.
Thank you.
Maybe you can get them to sponsor you or something.
I know, that would be beautiful.
That would be good. So, that's great. So, that song was based on the relationship you had and your first date. Some of the other things in your life that you have going on besides music, you're going to be joining us here at Texas State this fall.
Yes.
So that's exciting.
Yes, it will be. I'm excited to be a Bobcat.
You can do the little hand thing. I don't know how to do it.
like the hand signals and everything for it is so confusing. I'm too
arthritic.
Yeah,
you're like,
exactly. I was just like,
yeah.
Peace.
Yeah. And so in addition to being a college student, you also are doing, you have a charity that you work with?
Yes. Basically, okay, I work, I'm an intern for it's the Recording Academy. The Recording Academy puts on the Grammys every year. And so, you know, they created this thing called Grammy University. And it's really for college students who are interested in the music industry. And so I am the Grammy U student representative right now. And, you know, it's really my job to kind of go out to a lot of college campuses, and Texas State being one of them, and really just kind of get some great events happening with, you know, industry professionals and you know, being able to network with different types of people. I mean, I love what I do. And it's really helped me a lot. So,
what are you planning on studying when you get here to Texas State?
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Are you going to blow my mind?
For the big, no, it's business management.
That's good. What about you, Isaac Hayes? Educational goals?
I'm in school right now. As far as like goals, I would love to just get into music. I would just think it would be cool just to really continue with my passion. I was looking into getting more involved with music production. And maybe music marketing as well.
You know, we got a program for that here at Texas State.
We're really, really, yeah, we do the school thing to appease the parents.
So
yeah,
it does sound like you guys are.
We all are.
So it does sound like you guys are going to have like a new schedule to get used to. So do you see that as a challenge in getting in your music? Do you feel like you can weigh that heavily, or?
You know, yeah. I don't know, because I mean, right now, our work schedules during the week are so crazy. Our work and school schedules during the week are crazy. But thankfully, San Marcos is so close to Austin. You know, we can, you know, drive down, you know, in a weekend and knock some stuff out. We were actually just in the studio this past weekend, like the whole weekend, knocking out some new songs. So
well, you guys will see on that commute, as soon as you hit that Buta sign, that's when you can start getting KTSW in your car.
Okay.
Yeah.
See,
awesome.
a little tip from a senior, you know.
Oh, commuters right here. We learn along our way.
Yeah, yeah.
So in addition to going to school and making music, you said that you've had like some challenges that you faced in your life. Can you expand on that?
Yeah. You know, kind of, I want to say before, about a year and a half ago, a couple years ago, just as a person, I wasn't sure who I am. And I don't really think, you know, as you grow up, you really, really know who you are. You know, I think you're always changing. But back then, I had a lot to learn. And I think that through different types of life situations, whether that be, you know, breaking up with somebody you thought you were going to be with forever, or, you know, reaching out to a certain person, that you feel should always be there for you and kind of feeling rejection. I think that kind of forces you to go one of two ways. You can either take the long, less scenic route, or, you know, you can kind of not care anymore. You know, I decided to kind of take the long, less scenic route, and I've been so blessed, and I wouldn't change it for the world. I feel like just
this it just kind of adds the experiences that I've been through kind of add to my life resume.
So. Cool. And so we have another song we want you to do while we're in studio. We're running like down on time, so no. We want to make sure we get it in. So what song are you doing for us next?
Okay, I'm gonna do an acapella of this song that we have. It's called Painkiller, featuring this guy named Skip Downey, but he's not here obviously. So I'm gonna do an acapella. It's called Painkiller, and it kind of describes where I was a couple years ago.
Perfect.
Cool.
All right, you guys, this is Ogden Payne with an acapella version of Painkiller.
Okay. All right, guys, bear with me. Sunday mornings are the hardest for me. And every morning that I wake up and I realize that I ain't got you, and that I've been out every night this week trying to forget about you. Same time I dress my best, just in case I spot you. But you call me and you tell me these October nights remind you of me. And if I got the time, I should combine, see what tonight could be. You see, my mind is telling me no, but my body is telling me yes. But ain't no way that I'ma let go, especially when we chest to chest. So I'ma do what it is I came for, and pray that it ain't too painful. Cause he done got me out of this so many times, and this is how I show that I'm grateful. But even when I'm around them church folk, half the time I don't want to smile, but I'ma keep on doing the work of the Lord, and I'ma go that extra mile, and I'm gonna pray for some progression, and read the Bible for a blessing. So maybe I can stop stressing over the guilt for having sex with this angel. She's the only thing I can hang to, and I want so bad for this to work, but it hurts. So I ask God, how you gonna bring her to my life? Just so you can tell me that the timing isn't right. I mean, I've been listening for you, and I've been waiting on your voice, and I've been reading up on this message on how everyone's given a choice. So I just pray I didn't take myself at your will. And even though I'm listening for you, you ain't telling me what I want to hear, but from this day forward, I give you my soul, my body, my mind. But it's the minute I'm saying amen that she's calling my phone, and I think it's a sign. So God, tell me, why do I keep going back to you? Why do I keep chasing after you? I know it ain't healthy, but it helps me, so I keep on living in the past with you. But now we pillow talking, opening up like never before. Like, I never slept with those girls. You did some things, but not no more. But see, I'm torn between obeying and staying and laying and sinning and going back to the beginning and starting all over again. But I'm tired that I keep on hurting myself. But I think it would hurt way more if I saw you with somebody else, and so we hold on. But we both got the feeling it's wrong. But what are we supposed to do? We've been together for so long. So maybe if I keep begging and shedding tears, he'll make this right. And maybe, just maybe, he'll keep her in my life.
Yay! Yeah. Round of applause. That was great.
Thank you.
So that's like
that was way better than any dude on the back of the bus. I'm just gonna say that right now.
So that's deep. So what is your process in writing that down?
Gosh, you know what? The process was being around probably some of the most creative people I've ever met. One being Isaac Hayes and this other guy named Skip Downey. I had a hook in mind for the song, and I brought it to Skip. And he kind of just sat there, listened to the melody, and I kid you not, in maybe 7 minutes, he had the whole song laid out. So I had the hook, and then just, I was just kind of burdened for a real long time, and just, you know, just kind of the words kind of wrote themselves. So yeah, I would have to say that a lot of the inspiration came from these guys.
Cool. And if someone wants to hear a, like, full version of that song, where can they find it?
OgdenPayne.com. OgdenPayne.com.
Cool. And before we get out of here, do you guys have any upcoming shows?
We do. Mr. Fest. Yes, yes, Mr. Fest will be there on, what day is it? The 26th.
There's 24th through the 26th.
It's a fest. Okay, so yes, we're very, 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 very excited for that.
Cool. And so you guys, you can come to Mr. Fest. We've got all kinds of exciting performances coming, including Ogden Payne.
Yes.
And then do you have any other shows in the Austin area coming up that we should know about?
Not right now. We do have speaking of Houston way back when, we have a Screwed series of some of the songs that we took off of our album. We have a Screwed series. Oh, coming out. Awesome. Yeah, dropping today.
Cool. So, and can that be also found on OgdenPayne.com?
That can be found on OgdenPayne. You can find anything. If you want flowers, you can find them on OgdenPayne.com.
You can get a tattoo that says OgdenPayne.com.
You can. And
that's
going to
be my next one.
There we go.
Also, I believe there's a music video on there, too, right?
Yes, there is. Yves Saint Laurent music. Also, Mannerisms, which is probably one of the most personal songs that I have. So, so yeah, just really excited. Again, OgdenPayne.com, OgdenPayne.com. Buy flowers on there for your mother if you want them, for your girlfriend.
So we I didn't mean to interrupt you. Okay. Sorry. You're like, it's okay. I just keep saying my name over and over again. You're good. You got the social media thing down.
Thank you.
I looked at you have the Blogden.
Yes.
Hilarious.
What? She knows.
I looked at it and I was like, does he seriously call this the blog?
It's the blog. Like, who would have thought, you know? Like, come on. I had to.
That's funny. So we were talking today, like, this is kind of the first day of summer, and you have a lot of, like, old school jams kind of mixed in with yourself. What's your favorite, like, old school summer jam?
Oh, my God. Okay, can I choose three?
You can choose three.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to say, and really this is good for any time of the year, Lauryn Hill's Nothing Even Matters with D'Angelo. Anthony Hamilton's Coming From Where I'm From. And it's a toss-up. But I will have to say it's probably Music Soul Child. Music Soul Child's Love. I don't know why. I'm just a neo-soul fanatic.
Those are those good, like, barbecue jams.
Yeah,
you, like,
all in love, guys. Yeah. You know, love on somebody.
Isaac Hayes, you got any summer jams that you're...
Oh, man, me, summer jams.
He's pulling out the list.
I am pulling out the list. Crazy. Well, Ogden and I like to get down differently during the summer. So me, gosh, I'll probably be jamming out. Maybe new Skrillex probably dropped a new album recently, so I'm probably gonna be jamming some of that.
So you're like a summer nights kind of guy. Ogden's like a barbecue guy, and you're like,
Ogden's the kind of guy who, you know, he'll sit like in a lawn chair, you know, glass of lemonade, you know, probably you know, reading the newspaper. Me, I'll be like the noisy neighbor next door, you know,
at
4 a.m. loudspeakers, you know, having the cops called on me.
Do you live next door to me? Because
That
looks so familiar.
Shots
that's what it is.
Shots fired.
I was the guy in the heart boxers being thrown into the back of the vehicle.
That makes sense. My neighborhood, that makes sense. Yep. It all comes together.
That was me. Lampshade on my head.
Shout out to
old school party animal. All right. Well, we want to thank you guys for coming into the studio.
Thank you guys.
This was an awesome interview. I've actually never got to see anyone rap a cappella.
What?
Besides on the bus.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see someone good at it from me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
I was concerned that people were practicing back there for nothing.
No.
How do you practice? You're like, I have a car? You're like, look at me, I have a car?
I don't know. It's funny because I don't really practice. It just kind
it
of...
Just
that sounds terrible, I know. But it's just one of those things, like, I do it if I feel it. And if it feels right, then I go with it.
Nice. So. And so you're starting here at Texas State in the fall.
In the fall.
Are you single? The ladies now? You're like...
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes. Ladies, right. I am single,
so,
yes.
So you guys, if you want a song written about you, look...
Oh, guarantee there will be songs if you... Yeah.
Look for the handsome fellow rapping in the comments.
That's what's going to happen on Mr. Fest. He's going to start pointing them out.
I'll point them out, baby.
I saw the promotional pictures with the rose. Romantic.
How did you, yo?
I Facebook stalked you.
Yo,
I Facebook stalked guest hard.
Right
I Facebook guest stalked
right
hard.
Now. No, that's awesome, though.
I got nothing better to do. I mean, I could do homework, but I don't.
No, we don't need
We're college
Just kidding. Education, guys.
All right, you guys. Thanks again to Ogden Payne and to Isaac Hayes. They're going to be here at Mr. Fest.
Yes.
24 through 26.
Yes.
So you can check them out then. OgdenPayne.com. You can even check out the Blogden.
Yes. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
All right.
That about wraps it
that
up.
That wraps it up.
Today.
We got Shake Shack coming up. The Shack Party is coming up.
Yeah, so stay tuned, guys. Thanks once again.
Come rock out with KTSW San Marcos.